Chapter 10, The Fathership Degree. The records bear testimony of the fact that the Son ascended from the earth plane to the heavenly state of consciousness to the Father. Glorify me with the same glory I had with thee before the world was. The sonship degree as an individual was manifested 1900 years ago. The sonship degree has been glorified even in this age. It has been resurrected. It is making its ascension, its individual ascension in you. So you are now rising. Materialism actually crucified the Son, the sonship degree, and it had to ascend to the fathership degree, which was above the beliefs in a law that could crucify. On coming into understanding of the truth, we are thrilled at first with the power that is made manifest to us. We see all sorts of wonders performed, but later on we see that the one performing these wonders is not immune from all sorts of persecution and crucifixion. We are amazed to see that one in truth with a good understanding has been figuratively put to death, maligned, and run through with the swords of human belief. And not until the necessity of arising to the fathership degree was explained did we understand just what this persecution was. He ascended unto the Father is the part we have overlooked. We have hung on tenaciously to the sonship degree. We have bound ourselves to the place where we must make wonders or demonstrations happen in direct opposition to human law. In the parable, we see that the master of the vineyard, who went into a far country and left his vineyard in care of the servants, first sent his steward to reclaim the vineyards. The steward was destroyed. He then sent his son, and the son came with all the authority of the son. But they waylaid him and killed him too, although the son was acting within his rights. But what says the parable? The Lord of those husbandmen will come and destroy those husbandmen and give the vineyard unto others. We see that the time has come for the fathership degree to be recognized and utilized. Jesus often spoke of the impossibility of doing anything without the Father. The Father within, He doeth the works. And we realize that the fathership degree is beyond the possible hurt or harm of the personal plane. We hear of the masters of India. It has been made plain there is only one Father, the master of all. Any man can become conscious of this master and partake of him in the degree he is willing to accept him. First as the steward, then as the son, and then as the father. In the human plan of things, the logical advancement of the Son is to the fathership degree. He, so to speak, grows up and becomes a father. This is only a glimmer of the process which goes on in consciousness. Having passed through the stewardship degree and been beaten with stripes, he advances to the place of the Son and again is deprived of his heritage and thrown out of the vineyard and is eventually murdered. At last he realizes the need of making manifest the fatherhood degree, the deep and hidden mysteries that are being revealed to you. Yes, to you, the one who reads this very line. The human personality is being put out of business, and in the reign of the fatherhood of God, the vineyard will belong to the Father, and you then will be heirs and joint heirs with Christ. And you will drink the wine of inspiration anew in your Father's kingdom. Here and now, we are beginning to drink of the fruit of the vine. It is wonderful. Joy beyond degrees, for it is written, I am the true vine, and ye are the branches. Every branch in me that bringeth forth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. We are in the kingdom now, you and I. And we are drinking this wondrous new wine of life now. We are drinking the living waters, which if a man drink thereof, he shall never see death. Yes, joy beyond degree, for the goal that you set before you ever so long ago, that of mastership, is now possible through the process of losing the desire in God. When the will is lost in the will of God, then it becomes God's will, and that which the world sees as mastership comes into the range of the possible. It is wonderful, and all for the simple acceptance of the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, is again knocking at the doors for admission, and again a higher interpretation is brought out. Now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. This admission that it doth not appear what we shall be is giving way before the new revelation. We're beginning to understand that no man shall see my face and live, and but we know that we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Are true statements of the one individual progressing from the sonship to the fathership degree. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. As he is, the present tense, the here and now, not as he shall be, but as he is now and always, and the works that he doeth shall be done through us because of our oneness with him. It is wonderful. Realize that you are ascending as the infinite or universal Son to the infinite or universal Father, where you are glorified with the same glory you had before you left the fatherhood degree. And here and now is the time. Therefore, you have nothing to fear. And this is it that was, or is now, exactly as was with the sonship degree. For the Son gave up his life, the sonship degree, and God raised up the Son and made him both Christ and Lord to the glory of God. In this new revelation, you will note the direct application. It speaks with authority. It tells you, do thus and so, giving with it the full word of authority and power to accomplish the same. We have been so long learning now and have had so many lessons that had to be studied that it is with a thrill of joy that we come to the place where the voice speaks to us, recognizing in us the power and capacity to perform the words. The direct statement of what you are doing, as in the case of you are ascending, is either true to you or it is not, in proportion to your ability to accept it at this instant. If you hesitate and begin to say how unworthy or unprepared you are, then it passes you by and will not come again until you rise and answer, "Yea, Lord," and accept the glorious gifts that you have been trying to demonstrate all these years. If you confer with another, it is pretty sure that some human opinions will creep in, the old process of trying to erect the way to heaven by discussing it with another instantly brings failure. For you speak a different language from the start and cannot understand the confusion. Someone else may have a different opinion from yours, and it may be just different enough to keep you from grasping the chalice full of new wine. I speak to you now. You will begin to hear his voice, and you alone and by yourself will begin to accept this glorious revelation. You will sink it deep in the consciousness, and others shall see the light. But before the light is established, so many men whose breath is yet in their nostrils will snuff out the new light. Do you understand? Are you afraid to come to me across the waters? Certainly, the moment you look down to the human appearance, you will sink in the sea of doubt and of human belief. Do you hear? I am speaking to you. It is wonderful. Now just think of it, how marvelous it is to be lifted from materialism, from mortality to spirituality, to immortality. It is a wonderful blessing, for you will find that you are gradually lifted above the barrier and limitations of mortality and materialism. You realize that material things are controlled by spirit, or the divine principle that is actually within them, and finally you come to know that the material thing is in reality materialized spirit. And in that we rejoice because you have ascended to the Father and been glorified with the same glory you had before the world was. This great union of the material and spiritual dispels all misunderstanding from the mind. Instead of trying to destroy matter, we begin to perceive that matter is merely spirit materialized and that it is operated by the principle of spirit. The great chaos in the universe has resulted not from matter being evil, but the misunderstanding of the laws back of matter. Hence, the confused laws have produced what to the human sense was chaos and discord instead of harmony and joy. Confused wires on a switchboard will work great havoc in a city telephone exchange, and many wrong messages will be passed along, which, if followed, would produce greater chaos and result in disaster. This homely illustration is a good picture of that which we see, the ugly pictures of sin, disease, and death. The confused interpretation of the principle back of matter has caused us to set up a kingdom opposed to God, in which we claim are living God-created beings, subject to every law, apparently, but the God law, manifesting every sort of hateful discord, even to a futile human destiny, irrespective of God. Awake, thou that sleepest! The Father is taking us back to the condition that we were in before the world was. We are not patching up old conditions and bodies. We are beginning to reveal to ourselves the true creation of God, that which has awakened from the dream in a world operated by a power apart from God. If you, the followers of Christ, will walk worthy of your vocation wherewith you are called, you will behold the life of Christ as brought into expression by Jesus. You will see this power through every avenue of life and through every adverse and undesirable condition or appearance, whatsoever it may be. It will be your guide, your savior, your protection. It is indeed wonderful. Facts and figures, too stout to be denied, are established regarding the truth that the spirit of the consciousness of the presence of God is the source of all supply and will satisfy every good desire. Therefore, I cannot be denied. The point is stressed that we are to live exactly according to the teachings of Jesus, and many people think they have tried this in vain. But they have only been looking on that side of the teaching which they interpret as overcoming. They have not recognized that they are to also live the joy and partake of the heavenly manna and happiness as well, that the command to recognize the kingdom of heaven as here and now is just as important as any of the other commands. The command to hear and obey in the face of evil is also important. The command to rise up and walk is to be obeyed, and the command to partake of the heavenly manna and drink of the living waters must be fulfilled. All these things we have looked upon as the rewards, but they are a part and parcel of the living exactly in accord with the teachings of Jesus the Christ. Begin to realize that the sons of God are entitled to the glorious sense of joy, of freedom, and happiness, and they must begin to bring in this element of praise, not with the hope of making something happen, but as a direct result of what they have discovered as being true. It is wonderful. Aren't you glad? You cannot help praising Him.